The person that cares the least about the result wins. During a report of findings or during any type of selling environment, here's the person that's going to win the most. The person that cares the least about the result wins. The person that cares the least about the result wins. You see, what happens to most chiropractors is they're going to report of findings and they know they need that patient. And guess what? They can smell it. They can smell it. Is this making sense to anybody on the call? Give me a hand up if this is making sense to anybody on the call. If you're learning anything right now, give me a hand up. Hello? Thanks, guys. Mark, good to see you. Turton, good to see you. Doc Turton, good to see you, good to see you. So your goal is to create that abundance, but there are systems in place. You have to learn how to do this and make sure you look at it. Sometimes just fixing this one part of your business up will change the math in your business forever. Or you hear this is the hard way. When it comes to conversations like how long it takes, you find yourself saying this a lot. Let's get you started and then we'll what? See how it goes. Now, here's your choice. Your choice is to two things. You can do it easy, and that's the see how it goes conversation. And then guess what? Every conversation, which never ends well, because healing takes time, it does, it's a time on a process. And then every session of that becomes a what? A sale. So you go easy, let's see how it goes. Next session, you have to sell them to the next session. Next session, you have to sell them to the next session. And over and over and over, and every session becomes a sales session. And guess what? You get totally exhausted, you end up hating sales because you're freaking doing it all the time. Instead of doing the flip that round. Sometimes you have to have harder conversations and then it becomes easy. If you like easy, you're in the right place right now. That's what ultimately we want. Or when it comes to price, you're the cheapest in the area, or you're way too scared to be the most expensive. You could never even think about being the most expensive. And I want you all to be the most expensive, because deep down, your nervous people will leave. That's the root of almost every terrible business decision, is fear of loss. And eventually, before you know it, your practice is running you and your life with no financial security, no pre-bookings. Everyone pays per visit because, well, that's just how we've always done it here. And then you find yourself saying things like this. My favorite is, no, Ryan, you don't understand. People here just won't book in advance. I know there's someone on the call thinkers now. But he doesn't understand. People here in Utah, they just don't do it. People here in Adelaide, nah, don't do it. People here in Timbuktu, you don't understand, Ryan. They just won't book in advance. Hey, listen, I've heard it so many times from a doc in all the time. Docs in London, you don't say people in London don't book. I'm like, oh, it's interesting because I have a friend of mine, 400 a week, not a single person pays per visit, and not a single person is not booked out 6 months ahead of time, 3 months ahead of time, whatever it is for him. Not a single person. And you, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but you're 1 mile apart, 2 miles apart. You understand, it works everywhere. People here just don't book in advance, Ryan, you don't understand. Oh, no, Ryan, you don't understand. People here just won't commit to a schedule of care. You don't understand. Oh, and people here just won't pay for more than one session at a time. That's what ends up happening. And it just makes for not a particularly fun relationship. And here's why, a business relationship anyway. Here's why. The reason we struggle so much, and this is key to understanding the entire webinar, if you just understand this next slide really deeply, it's going to make a big difference in your practice. The truth is, we were simply never taught how to communicate the discussion around exchange of an intangible thing like a service. Okay, so let me go deeper on this. A service is a completely different sale to a product. Please write this book recommendation down. Every single chiropractor, every single person on this call should, this will change your life, this book. It's called Selling the Invisible by Harry Beckwith. Has anyone read this? Raise your hand if you've read it. Cool. You can't see my screen. No one's raised their hand. Right? So, you read it? Awesome. Good job. Who's that? Is that Bruce? Good job. Saying the better invisible. I don't know if I've got it in my shelf here. It's one of my favorite books of all time. And here's what you need to understand about selling a service. Selling a service is completely different from selling a product because of this. It's one of the only times you ask for money prior to the thing. In fact, It's what I mean by that is it's one of the only times you ask for money of the thing when we have no idea what the thing looks like. So you have to be way more skilled at the communication of that thing and the and getting them to feel it and taste it and touch it and do it. Because if I'm selling you a Mercedes-Benz, pretty easy. How many, let me go straight to, he has a sense. I can get a sense. I can drum up a sense in every person on this call by just saying this. How many of you love new car smell? It's cool, right? Like you can feel like a cool new car smell. How many, like if cars are your thing and you love the hubcaps and you love the spec and you whatever it is, I've just bought a new Discovery, Range Rover Discovery, and it was amazing. Like the little extra stuff I added and the heated this and the retractable tow bar, and it's a family car, right? So I love the whole process. You know, it's an expensive car. But it's an easy sell. Like they get you to test drive it, like etc. Like if you like a puppy is one of the easiest things to sell. It's like the puppy up clothes. You know, like here's the puppy. You can see, touch, you bond with it, etc. Service is completely different. Think of hairdressers. Think of this process. Someone sells you pay for the thing, or you sit down for the thing, and you have no idea what the thing's going to look like at the end, and you're happy to pay the predetermined fee. Now, normally that industry is massively done on referrals and trust. That's why people will go to like a L'Oreal or a Redken or whatever associated. Obviously, you can see I don't have too much of the lexicon when it comes to this, but I'm very familiar. One of my best friends is one of the leading coaches within this industry. He helps salons get to $10 million a year. Salon getting $10 million a year. He helps salons get in the United States. He helps them get to, he's based out of San Francisco, and he helps them get to $10 million a year. A good, good, good friend of mine. He's been on my Inner Circle group. You guys remember Jason? He was on there. So you have to understand the selling of the thing is so intangible. But here's what we do. We come out of college and we just think it's like, oh, build it and they'll come. But do you understand how skilled you have to become of the communication of the thing? Because it's so intangible. And then yes, as time goes by and they get to feel and touch and experience the practice and all of those things change.